Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the MCU crew. It's Monday. We got trailers. We got a video game. We also have Inhumans. Jesse, where are you? What? Stop doing that, Jesse. What? I don't. Stop it. What the fuck? For audio listeners, Jesse's like, I don't even know. I don't even want to describe. For audio listeners, you're welcome.
I was wiggling my tongue back and forth like an unstoppable frog, we'll say. Like a frog creature. Like some sort of tongue demon. A demon with a lizard tongue.
What would your demon tongue lizard be named?
Be named? War Tomathith?
What? The Does he have tongue-ing. A
lip? Wartomathith? There's like apostrophes and shit in there. Ah, Wartomathith? Okay. The tongue-inator.
Great.
The lickinator. Oh, yeah, the lickinator.
10 out of 10. Good job. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Bronz, welcome.
Well, it's nice to see y'all again. Yeah. Nice to see everyone again.
Welcome to the show.
Nice to be seen. Love your shirt.
Missed this. Good deeply. Shirt.
Yeah, I thought you got like full sleeve tattoos, but I realized that's just
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The text says death is like taking off a tight shoe. But it has this happy caterpillar, and I feel like that's me in a nutshell.
I want to spoil a thing for you. We're doing Secret Santa here at the office, and no names. I got them, and the gift I bought them was a t-shirt that is like the shittiest Garfield on it, and it says, "Go touch grass, I just want to kill God." I'm like, this shirt's amazing. I'm buying this shirt.
No, that's an amazing shirt.
It's pretty good.
Right? It's like a really sad
looking Garfield. Like an AI generated that caption.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Both the shirt that Bronz is wearing and the shirt you just described giving me big Hollow Knight vibes. A lot of Hollow Knight.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this lady is in Hollow Knight.
Who? The caterpillar?
Yeah. She shows up like, yeah. I'm just gardening and I'll kill you.
You might be right. That might be right. That might be correct.
Yeah.
You guys want to watch this trailer? We could be the last people on the internet to react to the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 trailer.
I already reacted.
I know. I know.
And James Gunn responded.
Oh, so. Really? What did he say? What did old DC
Nothing. He just acknowledged that I was right on the, I was like talking about how the song in it reminds me of walking to junior high.
Oh, okay.
It's 1995. I know the song Space Hog. I know it very well.
Oh,
I'm excited that they might do all 90s music in this movie, which would be even better for me.
That could be a win. Yeah, that might be a...
That'd be great.
That might be a win across the board for us 90s kids. I would think we're all 90s kids, right? We're not 80s kids.
Bronz is an 1890s kid.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, what? No, she's what? Like a 2000s kid.
It is true. I come from the yonder years of yore.
Oh.
The old 1890s.
Yeah. Oh.
Back then, we didn't have music. We just had singing.
Is that right? Is that
how it might be right. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That's how I remember it.
Fantastic.
I don't know if it's right.
Great.
I don't know why I've become British either. But here we are.
One of the things I think is super interesting about the ecosystem of reaction videos is within minutes of these videos being out, all the people that I normally see who do reaction videos had like, not just for this, but Mario and like all of, I was like, how y'all working so, like,
They're pretty
this
quick.
This is a hustle that I don't have the patience for.
It's it's a all hands on deck DM, and they just hop into a call real quick and start recording.
No, but they're like everyone that I see on YouTube, they all like get in the same room together.
Oh, you're so it. I feel like that's easier than an online thing. If you're in an office, they're like, "Hey, get the fuck in here. We're recording this." And then they just pull people.
They're all like just dudes or like a guy and his girlfriend or like, you know, like I'm very curious to see what that cycle of content creation is. Cause my goodness, they're like, it's out. We got it out in the first 5 minutes of the trailer. I'm like, you were out before most people saw what the trailer was. Like, goodness.
Yeah. I don't think it's impossible. I think it's doable.
I just think it's crazy.
It's a little crazy.
Effort.
It's a different.
But hey, they get views. So I guess like if that's your life goal,
it works. It's true.
It works.
That's how it goes. You guys ready? I hope you guys won't be able to hear it. You'll have to put it up on your own. But the cast.
What?
Or the crew will see it down here. Sorry. The audience will see it down here. If you guys want to see it, you can see it down there as well.
Fine.
It's very, very small. Very small. But we haven't been detected yet. The mouse hasn't come. A knocking to let us know that they need their 30 cents. So that's a win for us.
All right.
You good, Jesse Cox?
I'm always good. Okay. Let's get nasty.
All right. Bronze, have you seen this yet? Did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
I was at a con. So
Fresh. There you go. Me and Bronze are the noobs here. Jesse Cox, the seasoned vet.
You didn't. Bless your sweet souls. I had to watch immediately.
I didn't watch
it. I have a commitment to this show.
It's true.
Okay? I just flew for 8 hours, drove in the snow, and sat here and did it, Jesse.
There you go.
I didn't watch the trailer.
Boom. I have
some
no
of
commitments.
Us live by the MCU crew.
I have a fear of commitment.
The MCU crew.
No. True. I have a fear of commitment.
True.
That's why you're single.
Whoa.
It is true.
Play the trailer.
That's very true. Yeah, it's not a lie.
There we go.
It's not a lie.
5, 4, 3, 2. Bronze, can you press play? You're laughing. You're laughing uncontrollably.
I'm good.
Press.
I'm good.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
We were gone.
Immediately a somber trailer.
But no matter what happens next, the galaxy still needs its guardians.
Are those new suits?
Hello. We come in peace.
What the fuck?
Oh!
Are they on? Are they on like furry planet? Oh, this is a great song.
Don't forget.
This is. It's a great song.
This is a really good song. What the hell? Why are they
running?
Colored suits.
I'm done running.
Are they carrying like a dead quill right there? This movie's gonna be sad as shit.
We'll all fly away together. One last time. Into the forever. That beautiful sky.
Oh, it's Adam Warlock.
Hey, Adam Warlock.
Oh, Groot's got guns. I didn't know he shoot people.
And we'll kill anyone who gets in our way.
No, not kill anyone.
Kill a few people.
Kill no people.
Kill one guy, one stupid guy who no one loves.
Now you're just making it sad.
All right.
That's
going to be really sad. They have
Lila's in the trailer.
Lila,
Rocket's love interest, the space otter lady, Lila.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I cannot believe she's in the fucking movie. Like,
I didn't see that.
Of all the things I could have predicted, that was not going to be one of them. So I am very fucking excited.
Yep.
I mean, it is James Gunn. He loves his deep cuts. So, I'm on board for an otter wife of Rocket.
Like. My face was like, okay. And then I was like, ah, as soon as I saw her, I'm so excited.
I wonder if Cosmo, did we see Cosmo or is Cosmo just a,
Cosmo will be in it, but probably as like a goof.
You think
in, like,
so?
The beginning.
I think Cosmo will be a background character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm.
But Lila like seems like a major plot point because you see the camera pan around while Rock is hugging her, and I was like, ah, Lady Lila.
Yeah.
You know, someone dead in this.
Oh, someone's definitely dead. Dying, if not all of
100%.
Them.
100%. Yeah.
I could see.
It better not be Lady Lila.
I think that's probably a flashback and she is dead. That or she's in the the bad guy's like container thing. And that's why Rocket's going.
He's
going
to rescue her. Yeah.
Yeah.
My absolute favorite part about this entire trailer is the fact that Groot is like humanish looking.
Yeah.
Which to me is 100% not about the fact that they were like, let's change Groot's look, but more about like, we can't do Groot in a theme park because we can't put a man in a Groot outfit. So what if we make Groot look like a man in a Groot outfit in the movie?
But they have.
They tried to put tech into it, and the tech sucked. They tried to make like an animatronic Groot, and it like wouldn't work. It like sucked.
It's too slow.
So I think this is them being like, we're gonna put a man in a Groot suit from now on.
It was slow, but people could pose with it.
Sure, I think they just are like over
like,
that.
It looked dope as fuck because I've seen it. Like it looked really cool. They just couldn't move it around the park. So you would have to like
and I think this spot is
to like take a picture with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Groot design in this seems very much like it's designed for a park. We're gonna now have a dude in a Groot suit from now on. Which is like, whatever. Like that's fine. It's interesting.
I just realized because I kept going back to why were their suits colored. That's an Among Us reference.
Yeah. Maybe.
It is, but there's also like
I mean, there's probably something canonical in the movie, but that's definitely an Among Us reference.
I think it's also literally just so you can tell them apart.
True.
Yeah, there's also, even before Among Us, and I don't think this is the case, but there was a pretty famous artist who was like doing spacesuits in those colors, but it was as a, like a Pac-Man reference. And those are supposed to be the ghosts. And, like, there's a bunch of different things it could be, but it does feel like Among Us. Yeah.
Oh, Chad's just saying that like, Gunn said that it is a Space Odyssey 2001 reference.
Yeah.
Oh.
I see Among Us, though. I think every other person born in the past 15 years is going to see Among Us.
Sure.
What's a Space Odyssey?
What my prediction is? I think the reason they're on that furry planet is to learn more about where Rocket came from. They're going to find out that Rocket was taken from there. And then Rocket's going to find out that, or he's going to maybe remember that, like, there was someone else with him and that they're going to break into that prison to get her out. And I think Rocket's going to be the center pin of this because we haven't gotten almost any lore on him, but we know it's tragic.
Yeah.
Like his introduction, even in the first movie, was the darkest other than Drax's. Like Drax's family died and his is like you see him take off his shirt and there's like all that like weird those implants back there. And so it's been heavily like, you know, like implied that he has had an incredibly rough life.
Yeah.
And so I think like someone is going to die helping him reunite with like Lila and his family. And I think that's why they're on that furry planet is they're going to find out more about what this planet is and like how he was taken from there.
Yeah. I think the High Evolutionary is, that's the bad guy and that's who took Rocket. That's who,
I think
on Rocket created him in a lot of
ways. Adam Warlock is going to be the like
pseudo bad guy that turns
villain,
out to be a good
but
guy.
Then like not the, yeah. In the end it's like, I'm here to help you like that. Yeah.
And he looks fine. Adam Poulter looks fine. I think is,
yeah.
How do you, I mean, Adam Warlock is a fucking golden dude, so it's gonna look a little bit weird, but we're in a movie where there's a giant tree man and a walking talking raccoon, so it
also
should be
Sylvester
fine.
Stallone's in this for some reason. I guess he's back as his
probably back
Ravager
as a Ravager
self, so.
Dude yeah?
Yeah, yeah 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 so I don't know what that means overall, but like chill, I'm here for it.
Yeah probably a just a call back to that. Who's dying? All of them? Rocket, Pratt. I think the Guardians are. We know Drax is done. I don't think they'll kill Drax.
Similar with blue blood, because Peter crying and trying to stabilize someone, and there's like a bunch of blue liquid. So I'm wondering if it's someone with blue blood. wonder if it's Gamora.
I think.
Or sorry, not Gamora.
Nebula?
Gamora's sister. Nebula. I wonder if it's Nebula. But Nebula
can't really die. Nebula's like been ripped apart a million times.
Yeah, she does have like a lot of Mantis? Mechanical. Could be Mantis, maybe.
Maybe Mantis.
That would maybe explain why they went out of their way to do that whole narrative through line of like Mantis being Peter's sister.
Oh, to set that up so it's more tragic, yeah.
I'm convinced because other characters, if they die, it
wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Yeah.
What? You're convinced Rocket's dead?
I think Rocket's dead for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he does the self-sacrifice move. It's not that he like dies. I think he's self-sacrifice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't think
like
so.
Peter's gonna go for the self-sacrifice, and then Rocket's gonna like lock him in an airlock or something and then go self-sacrifice. That's gonna be what happens. 100%.
No, I don't think it's gonna be anything like that. I think it's just gonna be like, dude is dead. Like his story arc is resolving the thing with like his origin, and he's gonna like, I don't know, man.
Here's the thing. Let me ask you guys another question about character deaths. Would Star-Lord dying even be upsetting? like
Peter Quill?
Yeah. Yeah. Like would I don't know if that would have any emotional reaction.
At this
reaction.
Point I would say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. for me at least. But I don't think they're going to throw away so much of their old tried and true folks. When the roster for the MCU is already thin.
Right. In terms of star power, like raw star power. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's no Chris Evans.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's no Robert Downey Jr. I'm just doing mental mathematics here. Like it would be very stupid to once again, like flush out more of, these people have been in several successful movies and
if there's,
you know, like, why would they get rid of more of them?
If this is the last Guardians movie, which I believe Gunn has said that it is, and, you know, he's over at DC now, so I don't see he's going to be working on another Guardians film anytime soon. At least not for, like, what, the next 10 years. I don't know where they would show up as characters apart from, like...
Secret War.
Yeah. But, you know, in terms of the cosmic aspect of... Marvel, they have like what didn't Captain Marvel, and that's it.
I mean, I feel like no matter what, the characters that are in this, like Drax is done. I know that Bradley Cooper was like, "No, I'm done with Rocket after this."
Yeah,
most of the people.
Batista said he's like, getting too old for it, so he's done.
Yeah, I would say that. Based on these characters, we probably don't need to worry about a lot of because they're going to introduce like Adam Warlock's going to take over the Adam Warlocky thing. Like he'll be the new space guy, and then we'll get we'll start seeing some of the other characters that are like space heroes.
When do you think Nova shows in. Up? Is that
yeah?
Is that
that's Adam what I'm like, we'll get thing? Nova. We'll start getting them. Based on characters going back to like who would die. I mean. Mantis is like cool, but I don't think it's a character that people will be like, oh fuck no. And like Groot has already died. And they're not gonna kill Star-Lord. It's just not gonna happen. And they're not gonna kill Gamora again. So that's not gonna happen.
No, so I don't think it's Gamora.
Literally,
either. I don't think so either.
And Nebula isn't big enough of a character that her death would mean anything. And so, like, unless the entire movie is about her story arc being like, I hated you guys, but now I'm here, and I guess I'm your friend, and I'll sacrifice myself, which is, like, whatever. Still isn't that emotional. The only two that seem to be, like, murder targets are Drax and Rocket.
I think that's why I'm leaning towards Drax, because I literally don't think they know what to do with that character. Because in the comics, that character's whole through line is, ripping Thanos' heart out of his chest, right?
Yeah.
And, like, Thanos killed his family. And now he's kind of been reduced to, like, a comedic relief, even though it's a great character and I do like him, because, like, he doesn't have a greater narrative story arc than that. But he is well-loved, and people like him. And so I feel like if he were to die, people would be crushed and devastated, but it would also get them out of, like, having to just give him a bunch of one-liners because his whole... motivation was killing Thanos, and Thanos doesn't exist.
Yeah, he doesn't really have one right now. Like, we don't know what, even in the holiday special, he didn't really have like.
I feel like, yeah, but motivation. I feel like the.
He didn't in the second movie either.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't kill off the comedy relief in a movie like this, where I feel like instead they would. Rocket is a character that has emotional depth to him and a backstory that I think is important. And that's a character that could easily. That's like going to get you when like the raccoon dies. Like that's
when the furry creature Drax, dies.
The Drax, I feel like, has the vibe of a guy who would end up, like Thanos is like on a farm and like that kind of vibe. I feel like Drax, his ending is the reason why he's not in it anymore. Cause he like finds peace is like a solid way to end his character. It's like,
that could be the ending then, is that Rocket dies, Quill retires, gives the Guardians or gives the captain the ship, whatever, to Adam. And then like the rest of the Guardians just kind of fuck off, except for probably like Mantis and Nebula. They stick around with Adam Warlock.
The reason I'm like so like opposed to this prediction, not to the writing, but to the prediction.
Yeah.
Is that y'all think Disney would kill a cute furry animal?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a movie for children?
I think James Gunn would kill a cute furry animal. I think Disney would push back and James Gunn would say, look, this is the best.
They came up with 8 iterations of Groot to sell merch. And now they're going to sell Lila and Rocket merch. I don't know that they would.
I don't think Lila's going to be as big as you think she is.
I just don't know.
I think that's a flashback. I think
it's all flashback.
Yeah.
Like she's not a big part of the story? Because I'm not saying she's going to be big. I'm saying... is going to be fucking cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't expect
anybody to know who she is. I don't know if you saw that little frame of that fucking cute little otter. I don't know if she's CG or what. That shit was fucking adorable. And you think they're going to kill him after that? Yeah. I guess y'all are on the James Gunn train, and I'm like, Disney would never let that happen. They're so freaking cute. Like, they traumatize children forever. Killing off the cute animal couple? After putting them in cages and doing testing on them?
I think Gunn's got, he's got like the Disney pass, right? Like he came back on board and was like, all right, I'll do this, but I'm going to do it my way. Right. Cause this was filmed after all that controversy.
Yeah. Maybe some of this for me is denial.
Maybe. Yeah.
They might traumatized the fuck out of me with Dumbo. Like that movie, like ruined my, I don't know if anybody else felt that way. Like that movie, I couldn't go to a circus after that.
Dumbo is pretty traumatizing. I mean, Bambi's also traumatizing. Like, if you were
a child. Bambi didn't get me as much for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I think like I didn't find it relatable in some ways where I was like, it was sad, obviously. But, like for some reason, Land Before Time, which wasn't Disney, I don't think, and Dumbo specifically, like I literally couldn't go to like the Ringley Brothers like circus and stuff because I would just think about the elephants in the cages and I would cry. So I'm like, are they still doing that to kids?
Yeah,
is that a thing? Are they still doing that to children? Because they need to stop. They're monsters. Someone needs to stop them.
It might be.
Brave okay, so hey, hi, said. Hi, gang. I love you both. You're both amazing.
Okay.
You're my favorite people in the world. But I just want to say for the record, once again, I'm sorry in advance for spoiling movies for everyone. But Coxstradamus strikes again.
Okay.
So I was thinking of the scene you mentioned, Bronze, and I said to myself, I'm going to go look at that scene with Rocket. And that is at the... like, I don't know, what is this? It's at 1 minute 24 seconds in the trailer, and I was like, oh, is it like from the past? And I was trying to see what outfit he had on, because in the beginning of the trailer you see all the Guardians in the like cool Guardian official outfit, and I was like, wonder what outfit that the Rocket's wearing. But I couldn't tell, so I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go back to the beginning and see if I can tell what outfit he's wearing there. Go back to the beginning.
What's the time?
You see Rocket in that scene at all?
Oh, with the Lila, you mean?
No. The first, at 12 seconds in, when they walk down the ramp.
Oh.
He's not even in that scene. I think that's the end of the movie. I think the beginning of the trailer is the end of the movie, and Rocket's gone. He may not be dead, but he's not in that scene.
You don't think he's behind Quill? You don't think that's trailer magic?
Keep watching it. He's not in that scene, dude.
Well, I can't.
What if they're going to rescue him? Because he went to get Lila.
Oh, you're right.
I don't think they dropped a spoiler that huge in the trailer.
I don't think anyone noticed. I don't think anyone took the time. Look, he's not there.
Rocket's not there.
No, I bet
they could do what they usually do.
To what is their equivalent of like a furry village? I bet you they came down there to look for Rocket because Rocket went home or something like that, or wanted to find out more about himself. That seems to me like they're suiting up to go get Rocket or figure out where Rocket
Bless
went.
Your sweet copium. Bless it.
But why would they be going to the furry village at the end of the movie?
Dude,
followed by a scene where they hit a bunny in the head with a ball.
Because it's literally Guardians and they do it for comedy.
No, this looks like, oh, Rocket's missing. Let's go after him.
And then you see them
in jumpsuits where they're obviously like in prison, I think. Like where he maybe got captured again.
Maybe this, you know what? I will say maybe this could be that scenario where Rocket went to go find his furry girlfriend and ended up on this planet where the High Evolutionary created all this stuff, and so they've arrived to get him back. Certainly that's a possibility. Yes. I'll allow that. Yes. You know what? I'll allow it.
I think that's
like because thinking of the narrative structure of the movie, they wouldn't introduce a new location, a new concept at the end. They do it somewhere in the middle or the beginning.
I think middle for sure.
Yeah.
Unless the film starts and like Rocket get Rocket
missing,
gets
we're on his trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also Disney could just edit stuff out because they do that all the time. Their trailers are lies. Disney trailers, lies.
Oh, that's true.
They're all lies. Yeah.
Everything we're seeing could all be like, you know, anything that's CG could be edited and changed. It's all bullshit.
So what's this about?
Why is that nowhere?
Yeah, that's nowhere. That's Nebula holding Quill. And he's definitely knocked the fuck out. Also, there's Cosmo. Cosmo isn't in the trailer.
Yeah. This is 100% the beginning of the movie.
There's the new, oh gosh, what's his butt with the arrow?
Oh, yeah.
Kraglin?
Kraglin, yeah.
This is 100%. This is the beginning. This is where they start from.
What? So why is Star-Lord injured?
It's a goof. I'm telling you, it's a goof. It's like, we got to go out there and save the day. And he's like passed out for some reason, or he got knocked out. And it's like being done as a goof. Of like, we got to take him to the ship.
Oh, he could be drunk. Like maybe he's too drunk, like, because he's missing Gamora or something. So it's a depression.
Like he's depressed because of Gamora. And they're like, you got to get up, dude. And he's like, no. And so they just take him. That seems like a Nebula thing to do, is just grab him and take him. This is,
okay.
This is the start of the movie for sure.
Sure. That makes sense to me. The night after the holiday special. Oh, that they could start the movie that way. They get super drunk on Christmas, and then this is the next day. Although that's going to be weird to release a Christmas thing in March.
Like, how do you think Gamora fits into the film?
I don't know. That's maybe like Peter's motivation. Is trying to like win her back or track her down, and maybe that's how they run into the High Evolutionary, and that feeds into Rocket's backstory of like, you're the person that experimented on me type deal. We should take him down. Maybe she gets captured by the High Evolutionary and gets experimented on. Where does Adam Warlock fit in though? That's where I want to know. Like, how does he's in the pod, right? At the end of two?
Yeah. Adam Warlock is definitely gonna be the like Nebula of this movie, where Nebula shows up chasing them, and Nebula like appears when they, you know, like, we don't want you here right now, like that kind of shit.
Maybe
that's what that's gonna be for sure.
Maybe
my question is, at 103 in this trailer, who the hell is on this? Like, is the treadmill a person we should know, or is that just like, what is going on?
I assume
here?
Those are tests happening in the High Evolutionaries.
Yeah. Probably test subject.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out who that person is. Is that like a person we should know or care about, or is that just like?
I mean, it does kind of look like magic a little bit if they were going to recast her from New Mutants, but that's only because she has, you know, platinum silver hair and kind of the bangs. But I don't think that's magic.
Yeah, I have no idea what this. I mean, like, I feel like it's clearly testing, right? But like, I don't know what that is. I will say this scene and the scene where Rocket is like, I'm tired of running, or whatever he says, it looks like the floor is the same.
Where is that scene with Rocket?
Well, 56 seconds and whatever you were just on. But it looks like the floor's the same.
Right here. Pete, I'm done running.
So I feel like this is, they're definitely there, like, we're going to tear this place down. So, yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah. You think that's where the movie starts? They do a Guardians 2 opening where they're finding a giant space creature type deal?
I mean, the giant space creature from Guardians 2 is literally in this movie.
Right. He probably gets captured by the High Evolutionary or something like that.
Yo, what is go back? What is it when Peter's flying out the window? Who is that right there?
I think that's the High Evolutionary, is it not?
I guess.
Well, that looks like actually. The High Evolutionary? Oh God, that's a difficult name to pronounce.
I mean, he's in the trailer.
I'm going to pronounce this terribly, but it's like Chuck Woody Awoojies.
Sure. Okay. Awoogie? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's literally in the trailer as the dude sitting there. Look, like every time a guy looks like an evil dude. No. That. Yeah. So this shot right here
looks like the planet from One, where Nova Corps is at, whatever that planet's called.
Nova Prime.
Nova Prime. Yeah. Thank you. It looks like it got attacked or something.
Maybe Xandar. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Xandar.
I don't know, man. Super interesting.
Maybe that's how we get Nova.
You think Nova shows up, surprise, in this?
Dude.
That'd be crazy.
No, I think so much. Because, like, Nova pulls from the power of all the Nova Corps.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, takes, like, that's how he powers himself up. If
right.
they all die, it would stand to reckon he would just be a superhero, right?
Yeah. Or the planet gets attacked, and they're like, fuck it, we need our last line of defense. Here's Nova. Right? Like that could also be a situation. I think Nova could definitely be at the end of this though, and that could tease like the new Guardians with Adam Warlock at the helm and Peter's gone.
Yeah, it might be like a post credit scene.
Yeah. I think that's definitely likely.
Will you go find that image of Adam Warlock?
Which one? Oh, the one that was towards the
There's
end,
one right? that's just like a headshot of him. Right there. Yeah. Dude is just a Garlean. Are we just not going to talk about this? This man is just straight up a Garlean.
You're totally, it's a gold ass Garlean. You're not wrong.
He's a gold ass Garlean. This man Xenos through and through.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
What is a Garlean?
It's Final Fantasy stuff. Final Fantasy 14 stuff.
Yeah, it's just the Final Fantasy. They have like, you know,
he is
they look exactly like this basically.
Yeah. I like his suit though. He looks dope.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has a cape.
Curious what the like skull thing here is.
Yeah.
Looks like it even has like a scorch mark on it, which I'm very curious about. Like what would be fun? This is just like writing Jesse. It'd be fun to have a movie where Adam Warlock is the quintessential, like perfect, whatever the hell those gold people are called. Like they made like the perfect person.
Oh, Mantis is alive. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have
not a good play, though.
Characters that are dealing with a high evolutionary. Like, I love the concept of Adam Warlock being created to be perfect, but seeing the process of like trying to like make people perfect and like create this like perfect. I would love to see like the counterbalance there between the two is certainly interesting. And I can see how a character who's like Adam Warlock would be like, shit, this isn't right at all.
Yeah.
And that'd be super fun. That'd be interesting to look at. Dive deeper into.
Chad's saying the background for that Adam shot was on Nowhere. So I wonder if maybe Adam attacks Nowhere on behalf of that entire kingdom that I'm forgetting the name of with gold people. Whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember them at all. I know that Aisha is the queen.
Yeah.
I know that because I always thought that was a weird ass name. But it is canonical. It's a real thing.
God, what is that? What are they called? Not Garleans, goddammit. The Golden Kingdom?
They're Garleans, bro.
I don't think that's correct. Is it? Maybe it is.
I have no idea.
Let's just go with Garleans. It's the Sovereign. That's what it is. The Sovereign.
Yes.
Thank you, Ilsan Bro.
Aisha.
Yeah. We'll see. Looks good. You can see Adam Warlock has a cape at 128. I want to check that out. That's the most replayed is the Adam Warlock shot.
That's because everyone's like Adam Warlock's a hype character.
Oh, right here. This is the Adam Warlock.
If done correctly. Also, that's 100% Nowhere.
Yeah, that's what chat was saying. Oh, yeah. He does have a cape right there. It's on like it's on his shoulder. It's like a tassel type deal.
Yeah.
He's beating someone's ass. There's his cape. Yep. I like his design. He looks cool.
Yeah, Adam Warlock's neat if done right. Other than that, he's kind of like...
Well, he's also like stupid strong, right? Like he's...
Yeah.
The power level has changed in the MCU, Jesse, when he enters.
I mean, that's... I think that's probably a smart reason why not to include him to fight Thanos, even though, like, in the comics, he's the dude who beats Thanos in the end.
Yeah.
But, like, he's too powerful. Like, he is Superman level, where he's just like, come on, no one can... No one can beat this guy. Why even include him?
Right.
Yeah. But again, I think that goes back to the idea of him being so perfect and seeing a dude who's like trying to create perfection. I love that idea of just like, maybe I'm not so perfect after all. Like that guy, I would love that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. It's good. I'm excited. I do think that's going to be a sad movie, though. I think it'll have, you know, the funny bits that Gunn is known for, but I think overall it will be a sad film because he said as such. And anytime they talk about that film, they're all very emotional about it. Might be because it's the final film of the Guardians trilogy, but might also be because they're saying goodbye. We'll find out when that comes out. The other thing that I want to discuss before we watch the greatest show of all time in Inhumans, which will probably be a separate VOD. I think we'll chop this VOD, end it, and then do a Inhumans watch VOD. But Bronze,
can I ask you a question?
What?
Just this might be more Bronze because I'm not sure how much you know Adam Warlock, but I know that you're like out of all of us the comic person.
Bronze is
He has another version, right? He's like Kang. Yes. He has another version.
He has like the dark
There's like
Warlock.
Evil future.
Yeah.
Adam
There's
Warlock.
There's like the bad bizarro version of him. Yeah.
Magus.
Like, that could be super like super cool if cuz Adam Warlock's vibe is like he becomes a guardian and he becomes like one of the most powerful people in the Marvel universe. So the idea of like if he was like, oh, I brought a friend, bitch, and it was his future, like, that would be fire.
Have you played? That'd be so cool. Did you play the Guardians game, Jesse?
No.
You should. First of all, it's fantastic, and you should also play it because of lore reasons for Magus.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Do you think they're gonna go all the way back to like Strange Tales shit though?
With Adam Warlock. Maybe.
Because they're kind of doing it with Lila. Like, that's like a little bit of a deep cut to like.
It's James Gunn.
I don't know. Listen, as you could tell from my backdrop, I love Doctor Strange. So I am no stranger to what is considered. What would the word be for like those like 70s comics?
The lexicon. Oh, you're saying like of what they would, what type of comics they were?
Yeah, like hoary hosts of Hogoth. We must keep the, you know, like that type of.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I like the. I don't know what that word. Maybe campy.
Campy might be a word that it does kind of have like a negative connotation to it, though.
Because, like,
yeah.
From what I remember, Adam Warlock has like three versions. It's kind of funny. It's like he has the one that embodies all his badness and the one that embodies all his goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Adam Warlock.
But that's because he's so strong, right? That he can make a separate entity of himself or some shit that does personify
something
all
like
of that. Yeah.
It was something about him getting the Infinity Gauntlet.
Well,
that's what I remember.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does have an Infinity Stone in the comics.
If you read because I read all the Infinity series right before like that movie came out. Mm-hmm. And like if I remember, and I'm sure you two comments will correct me if I, God forbid, I get something wrong. But I remember him like getting the Infinity Gauntlet and it was like, ah, and they like almost like exercised his demons. And there was like a
it's good
version
like, tries
and a bad
to make
version.
He tries to purge himself of like all the evil. But in doing that, and that's how
the order of operations is like Thanos gets it
too.
Yeah,
like Thanos gets it, then Nebula gets it, then he gets it. Like that's the like back to back, and he sees Thanos and Nebula use it for evil, and so he's like, I won't be corrupted by it, like that kind of shit. And so, I'm curious what they're going to do, because there's a lot of interesting. I would be excited if post Secret Wars they brought in characters like Magus and stuff who would be, because Magus has weird stuff. Like, he tries to make, like, even though I know it's not connected, I think it'd be fascinating if they do a Secret Wars, they unite all the universes in one big universe, and then because isn't Magus' thing like a universal truth or some shit? I think that'd be interesting, of just having a character be obsessed with, like, this isn't the reality.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't be here together. This is all a mistake. This, you know, like, this universe isn't, like, that would be fascinating to have a villain who's like, I just want to go back to the way it was.
You know? I think post Secret Wars is like, I think they go X-Men, they do like Phoenix Saga, they do like that shit. I think
that's how they're doing everything. It's very smart. I'm telling you, it's very smart. Everyone's like, well, how are they going to fit this in and this in? If you combine every universe into one Secret Wars universe, then, like, you can fit everything in. Like, oh yeah, no, they were always there. Just not in this reality, but now they're here.
Yeah.
That works fine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, that's a better option than doing House of M without the X-Men, because we saw how that went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of need that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is this damn thing called? The Universal Church of Truth.
That's from the game.
Oh, that's his, like, fake religion thing?
I think that's from the game,
right? Is he part of religion? I have no clue.
He doesn't,
Magus, isn't it like his, like, fake religion thing? I've heard of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to. The problem is that the Marvel database, the stuff I'm looking at, has literally nothing on it. But I know Magus creates, like, a thing.
He's like, the Universal Church of Truth is only from the video game. They created that specifically for the game.
Is it true?
Yeah. Oh, chat's saying in the comics too. I thought that was only from the game.
No, it's definitely the comics. I don't know much about it though, clearly. But I'm like, the stuff only, like that, seeing weird shit like that would be super fun if it just, I don't know.
Yeah, the only Adam Warlock stuff I've read is like the Infinity stuff, and then like the Thanos Imperative and Annihilation.
Yeah.
So just the crossovers, really, if I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
The Universal Church of Truth was a religious empire composed of diverse alien species from across the universe. The central object of its worship was Adam Warlock's evil self, Magus. That's fun.
That's the comic version of things.
Yeah,
that's,
and Magus different. Like works for Mar-Vell.
Like, this is again, this is like a fantastic way to like take all that space shit and like that they've done and combine it into a cohesive story. You know, it might make, you know, all the things that we were Marvel. Like, well, I wish they would have told a Captain Marvel story a little bit better. I mean, like, now there's extra stuff you can add to that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, and there's things for Captain Marvel to do. Like,
yeah, cosmically. Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's caught up to her in, like, power.
Yep.
Yeah.
The rest of the universe.
I was, like, super disappointed to find out that, like, Peter Quill is not Spartak.
Oh, yeah. He's just
Quill. Yeah, I was like, oh, I guess, like, we'll never kind of get that drama, I guess, of that other faction being there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then I actually didn't hate the way the Ego storyline shook out. But I was like, normally a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy tension in their comics comes from Peter Quill's dad and his sort of contention with Peter Quill. His name is Jason, which doesn't sound like a very spicy name, except I think it's J apostrophe. It's a very Jesse name. I think it's J apostrophe S-O-N.
Yeah.
The Lickinator. Yeah, it's like some Jason like Lickinator. Yeah.
It's Lickinator. That's what it is.
It's a name Jesse would pick.
Yeah.
I just want to say, during this entire conversation, seeing a glowing Infinity Gauntlet behind you makes me so hype about the, like, the here's the thing.
What, you think Thanos is coming back with the Infinity Gauntlet?
No, not at all. But this is like, the problem with Marvel movies is that the possibilities are endless. Like, the things they could do that would be hot fire, make everyone lose their mind, is so limitless, but it's very clear that they, like, sometimes don't get the story correct. And you're just like, okay. Let's see where they take this. I wish they would do this instead, but, like, all right, I'm here for it. Again, you know, we'll see. But I'm reminded constantly that in the end, sometimes it pays off. Like, I really enjoyed Infinity War. I thought that was amazing.
I hope it's the slow burn for a lot of this stuff and not just the fizzling out fart time, too. So,
yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about before we break the VOD in half for Inhumans, Bronze, you'll have, you can be the questionnaire here because you obviously. We're at a con, didn't have time to play it, but me and Jesse played some of that Marvel Midnight Suns. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Super fun.
I noticed that Jesse had a very, I'll interview both of you. Jesse, you had a very interesting photo you tweeted out.
Oh, what was this?
Does that mean you can customize the character you're playing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The Hunter is, so the way the game starts
in
is
stupid
like a tutorial,
ways, too.
You meet some of the characters. And then you immediately jump into making it your hunter. And you can be you can be either, boy, I don't know who the actor is. Matt Mercer's the guy.
Matt Mercer or the actress that she plays a character in the new Star Wars game or the Star Wars game, most recent one.
But you could be one of the two. And then you can design your character and be whatever. And I decided to make mine the biggest. I picked the biggest hair you could pick.
I feel like everyone
put
doing
a bandana
that.
On and just like went all out. And the way the game works is super interesting because it's not only just like an XCOM-y thing with card game, but also on the island in this like alternate dimension, Salem, Massachusetts, there's an island you can
dimension.
Like explore
and
you can learn spells and like knock down walls and like find secret areas. I was like doing side quests and like getting secret lore and shit. And it was great. But in between that, you also can like talk to the different characters and like become friends with them.
It's very much Fire
Emblem. There's like little dates and shit you can go on. You can get different outfits. You can change all of you. You can glam up all your characters. But the thing I learned, and I did not know this going in, is there's also kind of like a Star Wars light dark system.
Yep.
And I heard from the internet that JP went full dark. So
oh,
I
I'm
went
full dark.
Light.
Oh, you did?
I went full light. Yeah.
Dude, I feel like you're missing out because Jesse Cox, the dialogue options for Full Dark are some of the most rewarding bullshit I've like. I actually can't sell how absurd this game is from like an IP standpoint because like here they've made Blade a fucking simp for Captain Marvel.
It is all right. So
like he does things purely to simp for Captain Marvel. And
JP,
says as such.
This is so once I figured that out, I made my character's goal to steal Captain Marvel away from him and cockblock him. I was like,
well, you can't.
I'm like,
here's the thing though, you cannot romance any characters in this game, but other characters can romance other characters, apparently.
Dude, there is a scene at the bar where you and Captain Marvel are sitting there talking and she asks you about Blade and my character, because I'm like pure dude.
Yeah.
I'm so into the
I've done every dark like, decision you can.
Like
I'm negative one
like,
to the max.
My character is literally dropping hints that like Blade definitely, cause she's like, yeah, everyone keeps asking me if I want to like take them flying. And my guy's like, yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. I'd love to go flying with you. And he says something almost like, almost as much as Blade would. And she's like, what? And he's like, oh, nothing. Like, I'm just like shit talking Blade.
It's fucking so bizarre, crazy, dude. It's so strange.
It's so much fun.
The worst thing that I've done in terms of the 20, 30 hours, it's like a 70-hour game, by the way. It's a very long game. And it's probably because like half of that is, you know, Mass Effect dialogue type stuff. And half of it is the actual combat stuff.
Yeah.
But the worst thing that I've done, slightly spoilery in the sense of if you choose the negative option for said conversation, there's a book club that is formed. Jesse, I don't think you've gotten
emo
to the
kids?
Book club. No, this is a book club. You
not
read
emo
books.
Kids?
Emo
shout
kids.
Shout out to Emo Kids. They're my favorite.
Emo Kids is something completely different. Blade forms a book club, which is just a stupid statement to begin with, okay?
I love that.
Blade forms a book club and invites Captain Marvel to the book club because he wants to hit on Captain Marvel.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Captain America overhears the conversation and goes, I would love to read books. Let me join this club. And goes in as like the third wheel who doesn't understand what's happening. So after the second meeting, Captain America's there and he has a dialogue prompt. So you go over to talk to him and he goes, man, I think it's really awesome that Blade invited me to the book club. Do you think he's doing it because he wants to like be my friend and hang out a lot more? And the two options are one, the light option, which is like, yeah, totally. Or two, the dark option, which is no. Blade started the book club to hang out with Captain Marvel, not you. And so you say that verbatim to Captain America, and he's like, oh, well, I mean, okay. Well, I'm glad you're in it, at least. It's just, you just, like, dude, shut him down, and it's so sad and depressing.
So much secondhand social embarrassment. I don't know if I'll survive it.
It's so fucked up, man.
The light option's great because everything you say with, like, such pure – because, like, so – backstory is you're a character who's been asleep for 300 or dead, whatever, for 300 years. Yeah. And so you don't know anything except when you were dreaming, you were sort of filled in on concepts. So like, you know what a car is, but you don't know how to drive a car, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So your character is like up on stuff, but not really. So when people talk to you and you go pure light, like there's also like a middle of the road thing you can kind of do. But if you go pure light, because I heard JP was going pure dark, so like, fuck it, I'm going. So if you go pure light side, everything you say is done with such sincerity, but everyone's like, you're an idiot. It is like, but thing is, everyone likes me except for Magic. Magic, every time I talk to Magic, it's like negative points.
Oh, dude, Magic and me are best friends. Magic, me, and Nico are just like, we're number one pals, dude.
Nico loves me. Magic is like, shut up. Okay. Don't talk to me.
So I have another question besides your waifu chronicles.
Oh, it's so fun.
That's most of the game. Let's not pretend that's most of the game.
It's 50% of it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, as an XCOM/Warhammer nerd, how does the card game play into the gameplay loop of turn-based strategy?
Yeah.
Like how do the cards work? There is no percentage.
So like, you're not going to do like a 97% attempt at it. Like it is, you either hit them and you do damage. Like the cards.
And you play cards to do that?
Yeah, you played.
Yeah, so the way it works is like
essentially just abilities. They should have. I feel like they should have never added the cards because it added so much hesitation. Because people see like cards and like, oh, it's a card game. It's like, no, they're just abilities on a card. Right?
There's like,
so you get a card game in that sense.
There's like one downside to it, which is you have three characters in the battle, and the cards you draw sometimes could be for just one character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can redraw cards. You get a certain number of redraws and a certain number of moves and a certain number of like times you can use your cards. I think it's three total cards unless you like improve an ability or whatever. But once you do all that, you then also, when you play cards, there's a little thing in the corner that's like your heroism. Yeah. And they can do like one, two. I think I saw one that did three, but you have a little meter on the side, and that heroism, as it increases, it allows you to do things on the map. And so a great example is there's a lot of like destructibles and pick-upables and stuff on the map. And so you don't need a card to use those if you have heroism. So for example, one of my favorite things in the world is most of my gameplay footage. I know there's ways to do this, but I didn't care. Most of what I did was trying to use the world to kill guys.
Yeah.
And so you can like knock over lampposts and kill guys. You can kick a box at guys. You can, if you line up you have one whip ability as the hunter where you can grab a guy and then fling them. And what happens is it'll show you on the map sort of like what the angles are. And you can straight up pull that thing where if you angle it at a guy, it'll hit that guy. Then that guy will bounce a different direction, hit another guy. And so you can like take out like five guys at once with one really good hit. And so there's all sorts of fun little mechanics in there
that's cool. It kind of reminds me of Warhammer Chaos Gate had some of that stuff where you could like drop pillars on people and line them up. Do you get
the enemy can do the same
you
to you
in?
Yes. Well, you can take whoever you want. Yeah. You don't even have to play the main character. Yeah.
There's some missions where the main character of the mission isn't the hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you can see, like, you can try to knock a person or hit him off a thing. And then you just knock him into this guy.
Captain Marvel is like, broken, by the way. I mean, most characters are broken, but, like, Captain Marvel's insane.
Oh, this is when she goes binary. Like, there's
dude, her binary is insane.
So busted, yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff that you can do with the world and, like, change up how you interact with stuff, but at the same time enemies can do the same to you. So there's some missions where a guy will take your ass and like I think
stun him.
I don't want to spoil which character it was, but a certain character you get later on, literally I watched a villain grab him and chuck him into an electric grid. And he was like,
yeah, he gets stunned.
My boy. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, this
is super difficult level scale. Have you played on different difficulties?
So the game actually scales the difficulty with you, if that makes sense. You can play it normal, mm-hmm. which is the hardest difficulty you can set at the beginning of the game. And then as you, each mission, you get like a rating. So it's like 1 to 3. I think 3 is the max stars you can get. And after you accumulate a certain number of stars, then it unlocks the like next difficulty and you just choose that difficulty. Ah. And so I'm on 1 before ultimate, which is like rank 4 or 5. It's pretty hard. Like the game doesn't fuck around. If you aren't doing everything that you can do every mission, then like you're going to get fucked.
I'm so proud of that fucking character.
That's before I figured out that I could get dope ass sunglasses and red bandana. By the end, I look like a stone cold killer. I look amazing. But like this mission, for example,
you look like you're in a shampoo commercial.
I have the same hair, but I'm playing a female character and got shades. And a different suit.
Oh man, I'm a bad. But like, so this mission right here, the one that JP, see how it shows this box? You have to recover this artifact. Like that's the objective of the mission. Mm. And so they stick a guy in front of it who's like got a shield and he's like super hard to kill. And then they have all these other guys. The objective is to get there. But you can see like there's a hanging boxes. That's something you can knock down. There's barrels that explode and like ammo crates you can pick up and throw. Yeah. And you start over there with I have 0 heroism. So I can't use anything yet. And then you can see here, I've got 1 ability for Captain Marvel, but everything else that I can use at the moment is for Blade. And so sometimes that holds you back. But
you can also redraw those.
Yeah, but you only have 2 redraws and 1 move per turn.
And there are a ton of things that will affect what you go into the fight. So like you can do like you can train with someone in the Abbey as like a non-combat option. Bronze. And then when they finish their training,
I just redrew one
And when they finish their training, they might, the thing that they can get randomly is very varied to reuse that word. Like you can go into the next fight with 6 move a turn instead of 1 move a turn, which is a big deal. Jesse, I don't know if you've unlocked it yet, but it's really silly that they didn't include this initially. It might have just been because they didn't want to overload or overwhelm the player. But eventually you can start moving, and when you move, you can shove. And shove doesn't use any cards. It just uses your move. And so you can shove a guy into a wall. And some of the guys are just one shots. And so they only need like 1 action to get killed. Or you can shove a guy into a stun, or you can shove a guy into like an explodey thing.
It's
very, 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 very strong. Like it becomes paramount to use that stuff.
Well, that's like later on, that's the balance, is you're using your cards to get heroism. See, this is early on where I didn't quite understand what to do exactly.
I didn't either.
But but like eventually you realize, oh, you're using the cards to build heroism, then you're using your heroism to like actually do some cool shit.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, very, very fun. So
I think it's fun game. The dialogue, if you are not a Marvel fan or do not enjoy Marvel characters, the dialogue is going to be a little bit cringy and overwhelming.
Dialogue's chunky because I think there's a lot of – so, like, the way the game starts is insane to me. Like, eventually it becomes very – like, the story's very, very good. But the first, like, 2 hours is literally we're going to introduce a ton of different characters.
Yeah.
Very little like backstory of what's going on, and we're just gonna like plow ahead with the story, and then eventually they start to get to it. But that first 2 hours, they're just lore dumping.
Yeah,
every conversation you have is like 5 minutes of a character telling you lore in a way that no human would ever talk. It's like, okay, and I can understand how that would be annoying to some people because it doesn't feel natural, but that eventually changes because then you're like in the moment of the game and you're like, things are happening. But that beginning is real, just like,
it's dumb.
You got a lot to tell you.
You do like 3 or 4 fights, like back to back to back to back. And then it's just like 2 hours of lore dump with Iron Man and Doctor Strange at kind of the helm.
Bullying
me.
No, you're good.
Well, that's because you have a delicious sandwich. True. But like also,
I'm listening. I gave him some of it and he wants more.
There's your problem. There's your mistake.
You give him an ant, they want a mile, you know?
But like you can go back to your room and you can like change the way your room looks and upgrade your room. You can change outfits. You have your little pupper dog, Charlie. And you can, of course, the first thing I did was give Charlie a better bed. That's the first thing I bought in this game.
You can also pet the dog, which you should pet the dog every day. There's beneficial things to do. Yeah, little hearts pop up.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
beneficial.
There's a lot that I want to say, but it's obviously like spoils, but there's the amount of...
there's deep cuts in this game.
Secrets.
Yeah.
The amount of secrets in the base.
Tons.
I stumbled upon so many, like, I found a statue that unlocked another statue and I was just like, this is me now. I should be playing my XCOM game, and instead I'm running around this base with my tight ass pants. Man.
That gets so much more crazy, by the way. What you want me to do? What?
You know, I gotta be honest. I'm gonna be the hoe that
There's Doctor Strange. Yes.
Yeah, there's Doctor Strange.
I'm gonna be the hoe that's like playing the XCOM game, and I'm gonna miss out on so many secrets because I love XCOM. So I feel like I'm gonna be
mission.
I need the mission.
Yeah, there's Jesse with the headband.
There's my boy in his day-to-day outfit.
Are you trying to hit on my husband here?
Let me just tell you, every time I got extra love points, whatever the heart is, it's with so Dr. Strange, you'd be like, Bron's gonna be so mad, I'm stealing her man. Every time.
I am mad. Look at you. You look ridiculous.
The game this is honestly bizarre in that way because, like, you actually just hit on everyone, but there's no romantic, it's all like platonic. It's all just like very nice conversation. There's no actual romance in the game.
My character and Nico hit on each other all the time.
Magic, if you want to, JP. That's all I'm saying.
What? What did you say?
I said you should be able to fuck magic if you want to, JP. That's
no, I'm just saying it's 100% because Marvel was like, we ain't want no fucking. Like, don't fuck in our game. But 2K was like, but we can just be really nice.
Honest to God, like, Nico's just like, hey, thanks for helping me out. I bought a new bathing suit. Why don't you meet me down by the pool and we can hang out down there? I'm like, if this was any other game, they would be banging. But instead 100%. You go down there and you're like, this was fun. All right, see you later.
Dude, there's a thing with Magic, and she's like,
bought a new bathing suit?
Magic's like, hey, I'm going to go to Limbo. Do you want to come with me and hang out and listen to music? And then you go to Limbo with Magic and listen to music in a house with just you and Limbo. Or you and Magic. There's no romance options. You just listen to the music.
What's even crazier is you can run around the island and find locations that are literally like, this would be the perfect spot for a
hangout
spot. I swear to God.
They're straight up called hangout spots. Yeah.
The like date locations, like you can only use it one time with one character. So be sure to pick the character you want to take there for that date.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I guess we're better friends now. It's like, no.
Are you dating Magic? Anyone.
My highest friendship level with my highest friendship level right now, I think, is Magic, but Blade might be close as well. Blade is I feel like I have two things about the developers. One, I feel like they love Magic. They think Magic is the greatest character in MCU because of how they treat her. And I think they fucking hate Blade because they do Blade dirty in so many ways.
Blade is fun in this one.
Fun, but it's just like, Blade's a simp. Yeah, Blade
you can run around and collect
recipes. They just shit on Blade nonstop.
I discovered a new area here and I'm running around trying to like unlock stuff.
Yeah,
and,
there's
like,
crafting. You get a cauldron. Agatha's in the game.
Who are you dating? Sorry. Who are you friendship leveling?
Yeah, who are you friendship leveling?
My friendship level, like I said at the beginning, in order to cock block Blade, I have gone full in on Captain Marvel.
Nice.
My second one
Captain Marvel's great too, from a character like fighting.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. And then my second one is, oh my God, my brain just died.
Spider-Man?
I think maybe Tony, maybe Robbie Reyes.
Oh, okay.
One of those two are second. Yeah. And then I got to the point where I'm about to bring on a new person, but I don't want to spoil who that person is.
Cool. Yeah.
There's a lot of like, you know, at a certain point, suddenly all the Marvel heroes start showing up.
There's so many deep cuts.
For having the audacity, the third, maybe fourth mission, they drop major Marvel characters on you.
There's a ton. Dude, they drop every like they make references to Skrulls, the Beyonder, Uatu, like,
but I mean, like
Cloak and Dagger.
Show up in a mission and you fight a major Marvel character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like mission three, and it's awesome.
They constantly shit on Wonder Man. Like Iron Man is just out there making just the most ridiculous comments about how awful Wonder Man is nonstop.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
I love that.
So much shit like that is awesome.
What's great to me is the fact that there's a point in this where they're here's a
that's the hangout.
This is the earthy meadow. This is a hangout
Havens.
Spot.
Sorry, that's what they're called.
You can bring a date there, and then they like love you more. And then
have you done one of those yet, Jesse? Because you can only do them once. Like they're only usable once. What someone said to save it for the advancement from 4 to 5 because it speeds that up faster. From like a power gaming
just
level.
Test, and I was like, yo, Captain Marvel, do you want to come with me? And then I immediately went back and was like, hey, Blade, Captain Marvel, and I went, I'm a giant piece of shit. Blade shouldn't have said that to me. Blade, literally, there's a scene where you and Blade are talking, and he's like, yeah, I think Captain Marvel's really cool. And you're like, uh-huh. And he's like, I mean, not like that. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And you're like, uh-huh. It's hilarious. And I'm just like, this dude.
It's a weird game from that regard. It is purely like a high school dating game.
Some motherfucker is always trying to skate uphill, Jesse.
Oh, Jesse, have you fought much with Blade?
Blade's awesome. Blade's one of my favorite characters in the game.
So when you're fighting with Blade and you're using another character like the Hunter, there was a voice line where after I killed a guy, the Hunter goes, "Your mother." And then Blade goes, "That's my line." Like they're very clued into the fucking bullshit references.
The vast majority of every battle I've ever fought has been myself, Blade, and then some character who has no business being with myself or Blade. So it's always like myself, Blade, Captain Marvel, myself, Blade, and like another magic wielder who like has ungodly powers.
Yeah.
And it's just like two dudes with a sword and then like some caster. And every time it works great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mods just reminded me. The other line that the Hunter says when you're fighting with Blade is you kill a dude or you attack a dude. And the main character goes, "Blade tells me your mother is promiscuous." Because they didn't want to be like, "Blade says your mom's a hoe" or something like that.
What's crazy is that might be also because your character is going bad.
Maybe. Like
Dark Side?
Oh, I don't know if the voice changes on that. That would be interesting.
My character, every time he says anything, it's like super, like imagine the most goody two shoes, like even more so than Captain America guy.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's so, and what I love about it is you also get abilities bronze based on whether you're light side or dark side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like I was given an option to get a dark side ability. And it was like, if you're going more dark, it does more damage. I'm like, nah, I'm all right. Yeah. Oh, and apparently you can take cards. If you get like two of the same card, you can combine them and upgrade the overall card.
Yeah. And that's very
useful.
There's
a lot of like, there's a lot of neat things in this.
And the other thing, which you haven't gotten yet, Jesse, is later on cards just start getting random things applied to them that are, it's just like a random chance to be a better card. So I just got like an AOE ability that everyone that gets hit by an AOE, which is like a massive AOE for magic, it applies weak, which then makes everyone do 50% less damage. So automatically, that's like the best ability that I have so far in the game. It's insane for how big the AOE is.
I'm not saying that I spent all of my time getting cards that involved knockback, but all I do is use
the knockback.
The background,
it's very strong.
The world to kill people now.
It's very strong.
It looks so neat. This is me being totally lost on this damn map.
After being gone for so long and being excited to stream today, I was going to play Darktide, but I think y'all sealed the deal and I'm going to try to play some Midnight Suns.
It's a very strange game in a lot of ways.
I think I'm
going
to go with a really different team than y'all, though. I think I'm going to do like Wolverine, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange
I do
is
not
strong.
See myself playing the Hunter. I don't see myself playing the Hunter. I'm like one of those people where I don't want to see myself on
some missions, I think.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
but
the main missions,
so
you have
to
have
like a self insert. Like, I don't know. I'm weird. I don't want to. Write myself in my fanfic.
They're crucial to the story in that regard.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the main.
It's just like
through line. But yeah,
maybe if I make them dorky looking like Jesse, like if they look nothing like me, maybe it'll be less
Yeah, you just gotta like have fun, make your character like ridiculous. And this is this right here.
Painted on jeans. What is going on with that situation? Those jeans are crazy.
I picked the tightest jeans I could possibly find.
Here, let me pull up.
I made my character ridiculous.
I'll show you the difference in characters. Because my character, what does the shirt say? Oh, my shirt on my character, which is a legendary shirt that I've randomly found in the game, says, "Your mother is a witch." Or no, I'm sorry. It says, "I'll make you my witch." That's what it says. And it's just in text says, "I'll make you my witch," which is real weird.
I don't have any of that. I do have ridiculous outfits for my team, though, which strangely enough are all bathing suit related.
Yeah, I've got a lot of bathing suits.
He's currently wearing like
knowing you, that's not surprising.
Tony Stark
is wearing like tight short shorts.
Jesse, if you had a character pop up in the Abbey wearing a swimsuit in a normal cutscene, not like in a pool, but I'm saying like, okay, because last night I was playing and it was like a pretty dramatic scene in the bar. And it showed everyone and people are like wearing, normal clothes. And then there's Cap in a fucking Speedo with just his ass hanging out. He's standing there
Funny thing is they give you the option to have like longboard shorts. And I was like, nah, everyone on my team is in the tightest
banana hammock
swim trunks imaginable.
Yeah.
And then everyone is just like when I go to the pool scene, what's crazy is that I keep unlocking stuff for Nico. I barely use Nico. That sucks, dude.
That's great.
That's like some mom bought that from Target during Halloween. Yeah.
That's really silly.
I keep getting Nico shit. And I'm like, I will say, oh my God, you got the horns, huh?
I put the horns on. I'm not wearing them right now in the playthrough, but I did have the horns for a little while.
Nico has a skin that is the coolest thing in the game.
The witch is awesome. That's what she wears. Yeah.
Holy shit. That skin is amazing looking.
Yeah.
That thing looks like from a horror game or some shit.
It's spooky. Yeah. Let's see if I have... This might be... I don't know what I just clicked on. Am I using witch?
No.
No, that's that magic and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Bronze. Yeah. You'll like this as an XCOM fan. If I can find the right scene. Remember in XCOM 2 where after fights they allow you to make propaganda posters?
I remember that.
And this you make comic book covers.
That's right. After every battle there's a comic book cover with your characters in it. Yeah.
Okay. I kind of like that. That's kind of cute.
I've done some masterful comic book covers. You can see here. I do the
so good.
I do the zoom in on the faces or up the nose.
Yeah.
Urban combat.
Yeah. They're really silly.
Urban combat.
Also, another thing which I love finding the like Marvel IP do's and don'ts throughout this game because there's a lot. In the comic book editor, all of the text is set. Mm. You can't type anything yourself. It's all pre-approved like snippets on everything. Because they don't want you using their IP on anything that has like fuck or something like that.
Oh, damn, you got horns.
Yeah, I put the horns on. I turned them off later on. But
my this is fine. But have you ever slow walked towards a portal with your hair flowing in the wind?
I did 8 months. I did the big hair before it was cool, Jesse. I used that 8 months ago.
I did it after it was cool.
Yeah.
I waited until it was no longer cool to specifically do it.
Here's me and Magic just hanging out, just fucking Magic, bizarre like, game, man.
Magic's too sassy. Magic's just like, what are you doing in this room, Magic? Oh, this is Wanda's room, and I'm just in here reading her old books because she's not here to stop me. And you're like, damn, girl, okay. Yeah.
Magic and Nico down. Are definitely the like rebellious, asshole-ish type characters.
Holy shit. Bronze, you'll love this. Nico, Magic, and Doctor Strange form a group called Emo Kids, and it's like an acronym for something.
That's from the comics, apparently.
Yeah, they form Emo Kids.
That makes sense.
You go there, they Nico's like, okay, so this is what we're going to try and do. We're going to try and help you remember your past. And I don't really, like, I don't know how I can explain it, but 100%, you can either go to magic or Doctor Strange to explain what we're about to do. And she's like, if you want the short version, go to magic. And I was like, no, 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 I want the Doctor Strange version. He drones on for like 10 minutes about what you're supposed to. It's hilarious. And then when you go to magic, she's like, you wanted the long version. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's so funny.
There's a lot of fun. The writing is.
I'm here for that, though. It's, like, that means it spent time.
The way that I can describe the writing, Bronze, is that, like, if you are a Marvel fan, you will enjoy the silliness of it because it's like, it's referential and it's how those characters would probably respond. If you don't have that, the like reverence for the characters and you're just like, oh, Captain Marvel's cool or, oh, you know, Captain America's cool, blah, blah, blah. Some of the writing is going to come off real fucked up and bad, like just extra campy and like super cringy. But because I think, you know, how they're handling Blade in this game is that he's a fucking simp and, you know, that's what they're going with. I think the writing's fucking hilarious and it's on point the entire time. I haven't done or heard or seen anything so far where I'm just like, that's bad. It always comes across of like, the reason they did that is because they are trying to do this or trying to write the character this way. If you don't have that reference though, I could see why it comes across as like super cringy. Cause it's, it is.
But they also, do things like you'll be talking to a character and, they'll be like, yeah, I don't like going out in the like, great example, Tony Stark hates being here. He's like, every time I'm here, I have to like douse myself in holy water. This place is the worst. Like, he hates the idea of being surrounded by magic. And he frequently will be like, I was out in the yard and this damn black cat appeared out of nowhere, scared the hell out of me, and then disappeared. And you're like, oh, I got the reference. And that shit, like, that's fun. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's neat.
Yeah. There's also a social media thing, Bronze, in the game.
Yeah, they can DM you.
And they can like DM you to hang out and shit like that. It's really strange. Blade also uses hashtag BladeFacts and hashtag hashtag BladeCares. Hashtag BladeCares is one that pops up a lot for me. it's really. And they'll have like threads on social media where the characters are interacting and like, It has no benefit except to just exist, and it's usually just bullshit, but they're pretty fun to read. Like, Peter Parker will go back and forth with someone, and he'll play, like, the dumb kid. It's great. It's
really fun. There's some genius stuff here as well with casting, because most of the characters, if you're like, oh, Peter Parker, I remember Peter Parker from Marvel Spider-Man. I'm pretty sure that's the same voice.
It is the same character, same voice.
Like, Wolverine is literally, as always, Steve Bloom. Like, they just keep, it's like, oh, even though this isn't the, like, MCU-verse, it is the game universe. Like, there's characters from the games, their voices are in this. You're like, that's, like, I love the continuity there. Yeah. Unnecessary, glad they did it.
Yep.
Huge fan of that.
Nico's the same actor that was in Runaways.
They played Nico in Runaways.
Yeah, same character. So there's some like thoroughness in that regard. And the other thing is that
unneeded, love it.
You can definitely tell that when I went out and saw the game in person a couple months back, Jake Solomon, who's the game director, he talked about nonstop when we were there, like how he is a massive Marvel fan and like the Midnight Suns was his favorite run of comics. And it was kind of like, you know, this is just lip service. Yeah, well, sure, whatever, Jake, whatever you're saying. Playing the game, I 100% believe he's just a fucking massive nerd. And like, he had a hand in writing the majority of the dialogue.
But you can tell the writing is done by a big fan.
Yes.
But that's why I think the beginning of the game is like a lot. Because when you first arrive, they have to dump so much backstory onto you, and it can be a little overwhelming. And then that stops because you're like in the story and it. But that first like 2 hours is a lot of like, we have a lot to talk about. And you're like, okay,
yeah,
all right.
So, here's me and Blade hanging out
with Blade at the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a two-piece. Look at you, mister.
Dude, right now I have a legendary... It's literally called the Legendary One Piece. And so I just made anime reference the entire time.
That's a... I got a One Piece for Nico.
It's yellow and pink.
Did Nico find the One Piece? And everyone in chat was like, oh!
Mine is yellow and pink. It's really ridiculous.
Very nice.
This is.
I have literally the tightest, smallest. When I go to the pool, it's like, ladies, what's going on?
Oh,
my sunglasses, my hair flowing. It's ridiculous looking. Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's absurd. It's a very strange game. I'm excited that that's where we're at with Marvel games, that Disney and Marvel is like trusting game developers to make something like this, because it's very different from the mass of Marvel games that exist.
But they don't trust them enough to have me go off and smooch.
No, you can't
Captain
date.
Marvel.
They don't trust you to date
piss
people.
Off Blade. Like, apparently they don't trust them enough for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is strange.
They shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have, in the first like 3 hours of the game, been like, Blade's really in to Captain Marvel. Because I was like, not today, Blade.
You know, actually, the more I think about it, you know why I think they also might not have done it? In games
stuff,
like Mass Effect, yeah. In games like Mass Effect, where you can romance NPCs and Dragon Age and stuff, there always like crops up like controversy regarding whether characters are straight or gay, yeah. Whether they can be modded to be straight or gay, and all that type of thing.
This game
and with
can
these
be
established
modded.
Characters,
with
these
I'm here
established
for the mods.
Characters. I'm sure like they wouldn't like it's. I wouldn't care, but I'm sure Disney Marvel would be like, do not mod Doctor Strange to be gay. Do not. And I'm like, we don't know.
Well, I mean, it's
maybe
what,
he is.
This is like their own universe. So maybe
I bet you that's part of it. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you that's part of it is like, probably. Oh, because I know that there's a lot of conversation surrounding that in BioWare games about whether or not, you know, it's okay to mod a character's sexuality and.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And there's also, always a conversation about like lack of options for gay people, you know? So,
I was just going to say options is huge. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And most That's of these the, characters like, of the are straight that, too. So,
yeah. One of the things that I think was really like Cyberpunk, I think, is a perfect example of that, where like depending on which version of the main character you chose, your like love options were limited in different places. And people were like, don't do that. Don't do that to me. I wanted to date that character, but that character doesn't want to date me. And they were like, well, that's real life. And it's like, yeah, but it's a video game. Let me have this. Let me do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reminded of real life. I'm going to smooch all of these people. Stop it.
There's already a massive amount of mods out there.
Oh, yeah.
My
perverts be perverting.
People in my chat yesterday were like, bro, I grabbed the nude mod for blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, I don't fucking stop.
I don't know that that's necessary, but like what, you know, what, to each their own, why, you know, whatever.
Why, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's the internet. Why doesn't that exist? Of course that's going to exist, but yeah.
You want to see titty and box flapping around while they're trying to kill demons?
I guess so.
I don't want to see that.
I guess so.
I don't want to see that.
Look, if they're gonna do that, then I need the new mod for Venom as well. You can't do one and not the other. You can't do one, not the other.
That's true. Did you?
You're saying, Jesse, why the new mod for Venom? Because I would love to see what the hell that looked like.
Did you put
I don't even
the,
know what that looked like. I'd love to see it.
Jesse, did you put the symbiote suit on Spider-Man for cosmetic?
No.
There's a symbiote suit that you can get cosmetic, and then there's a color option for it to be the white symbiote suit.
Ooh,
it is,
I like that one.
It's cool looking, but then when you do close-up shots, it's not cool looking. It's like veiny and like,
Speaking of Spider-Man, absolutely love when the Daily Bugle pops up in your Twitter feed or whatever it is in the game.
Yeah.
It's
good. The writing's fun. It's very referential to like the greater comic book world. And they pull.
And Bronze, I think you'll love the fact that Tony is the one who set up the Twitter or whatever it is. It's literally social media for superheroes set up by Tony so you can interact with other superheroes.
Yep.
And not have to like talk to normal people. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's good. I like it. It's 70 hours though. It's 50 to 70 hours. Which is long.
It's a long one, but like the combat's so good. Like no matter what you think of like the talking and the running around, the combat is so fun. I'm absolutely here for it.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part by far.
I agree. Yeah, the combat definitely is the star of the show.
Oh, also, That's a spoil. I'm not going to spoil it. It's a really good goof.
Okay.
Everyone in my chat keeps saying Robo Man. And it's one of my favorite goofs in the entire game.
There's a lot of good goofs like that. I know exactly what you're referencing, and there's a lot. The game doesn't take itself too seriously in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that like Disney and Marvel were like, yeah, you can have fun. Go and have fun. You don't have to have that much reverence for all of our stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Cool. You guys want to wrap this up? Take a quick break. Go get some snacks, and we'll watch some Inhumans.
Whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
Maybe.
Let's do that. We'll chop it up in two VODs. We'll take a quick break circle back around, and we'll watch Inhumans. What have you guys looked at the Disney Plus thing of Inhumans to see what the runtime is?
No.
I haven't either.
2 hours, isn't it? It's so long.
I think it's 75 minutes is what I saw. We'll look in the break and get logged in. If you're watching the stream, make sure you're logged in. We're going to be watching the Disney Plus version of the show of Inhumans Episode 1 for our first ever MCU crew watch along. We'll have a timer on screen and stuff as well. We'll talk about it in the second half. But yeah, for now, that's it. Thanks so much for watching the MCU crew. If you aren't going to be joining us on Inhumans, and if you are, we'll be back here live at least in about 5 or 6 minutes. We'll see you guys then.